Hello and welcome to Cosmic
Love
Voice.
Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Drake's Vital Update today.
Hello.
I've been kind of looking around, sniffing the air, getting some intelligence from some contacts that other people don't think I've got. Talking to people that are right in the middle of the actions that everybody's reading about. And there is a lot more going on externally than people realize. When you start looking inside, and I'm talking interior United States, you find a whole bunch of fear porn horse hockey being played against the people. They're trying to get you paranoid. Who is trying to get you paranoid? Those people who would have you lose it and take a gun after people. Who would lose it as a group and go attacking other groups? The ideology is that if you foster or start enough unrest and it gets serious, that's where deadly forces use bombs, bullets, whatever, then people don't have a choice but to clamor for peace. They don't see any way out of it other than to agree to things they normally wouldn't be able to stomach. The controlling factions have been active. They're trying to cover their own butts. J.P. Morgan is a good example. If you haven't been watching, you need to. You need to pay attention, close attention. The things that happen outside our country also affect things in this country. The things in this country that are going on are pretty interesting. Not too long ago, certain judges said that Sharia law was okay and put it in place. I will suggest respectfully that there are certain people who have committed treasonous acts against our Constitution, our country, and our way of life who need to be sent to the places that they seem to like so well. Yeah, that's right. The judges, the people that allowed changes to our law, no, that don't cut it. This is America. You can come here and blend in with everything and become a part of it. But if you used to stand opposed, outside the systems, and I don't mean every system's right, because most of them ain't. A lot of them are going to be changed, as I've stated before. But those who would oppose our existence need to go. And I don't care if they don't like it. I don't care if the rule of law is followed in that expulsion. Put them on an airplane. Give them a parachute if you want to. Drop them in a combat zone with an AK and see how they do. I don't think any of them would do very well. The combat goes to Alex Jones's theme of the war that's going on, or battle for your mind. What are your thoughts? Well, I just want to go to work and live my life. That's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Except that there are forces out and about, afoot, active, who are trying every way they can to make you more of a slave than you already are. Now, you're enslaved to the I gotta have and presentations you see on TV and other forms of media, be it the internet, where they gather information and tailor-make commercials just for you. Ooh, you're interested in this. Here you go. It's a good deal. Buy now. I do not agree with that idea. That's like a subliminal. And a subliminal is where they show a picture of a Big Mac. Then they show a picture of a Big Mac and somebody taking a bite out of it. They do these in-between frames, as it's called, where you have one picture to the next picture. Well, your internet runs, all pictures, all presentations run similarly. Digital simply allows them to put together a picture that can be residual. Actually sit there and look at you. And if you find yourself having a Big Mac attack, or you got to have a certain type of popcorn or whatever the motivation might be, I think I can afford that new car. I just have to sell one of the kids or whatever is going on. I had a memo. One of the first digs I did into the control realms, and that includes my politics, finance, and other things. And that memo stated very, very clearly that blood was thicker than water, that the loyalties found within family units had to be destroyed, and that the only way to do so was to put together requirements that caused individual family units to be split apart. How do you do that? Several ways. First off, you raise the standard of living. This is a survival level according to your income, just above your income. I don't know if you've noticed, but you get that raise, you get that promotion, you actually get a step up. And all of a sudden, you find yourself just that much more behind. Now, you think about that very clearly, very carefully. What happens with this is that is twofold. In order to break the family unit, you have to separate it. The easiest way to separate it is to make mom and dad both have to work in order to maintain. Then you take the state, and I'm talking about the state that you reside in, and you have them start taking ownership, control, taking parental rights and things of that nature away from you so that they can end up owning your kids. Don't teach them much of anything that's worth much of anything on the street in terms of a job anyway, in case you ain't noticed. High school grads don't get the jobs they used to be able to get because they don't know squat. My father went through school back way back in the day, long before I was ever around. He did some things in that school that would have brought him out. This is grade school now. I want you to think about that. With a certified associate's degree in electronics. Now, you think about that for grade school. That's pretty heavy. Yeah, the main thing was twofold. Know your stuff, be able to do it, be able to discuss it, read what you're supposed to read, and get her done. Many kids fell asleep at night at the table trying to do their work. Many, many, many. Yeah, you got to have a certain brightness. Well, they've been dumbing us down on that too. GMO foods, chemicals in the water, and I mean all kinds of chemicals. you think fluoride's bad? Well, it is, but good grief. Every kind of medical chemical known to man that does funny things to you is in our water supply. What are you drinking? So you get a combination of a loss of awareness in that respect. You've got then a loss of intellect, the capability of being able to think and discern and understand and apply. Now you come up against the rest of it. This goes on for years. You come up against the rest of it. The rest of it's real simple. You put things together in such a manner that it pays more to be on public assistance, charity, as a lot of people put it, than it does to work. This is the trick, or the great charade. This is where you don't say nothing, but you make odd emotions and shapes with your hands, and you get a message across, and they understand what it is, and you win by figuring out the message. But taking this, you know, that's only two of the steps. The other part is that there are a lot of people who feel that these things are owed to them. Whether they have contributed to a system that provides it or done anything at all that was productive in the whole of their life, don't matter. These are attitudes. These are general societal directional pushes. Try and find children of any age who has a good work ethic. They're getting farther and fewer between. Nobody wants to spend a life on a farm or a ranch. Why? Got to work 7 days a week. Man, I want a day off. Well, I think it might be arranged that you could have a part of a day off. God seems to manage one, but you're talking about something that's all powerful. Creational forces and things like that could be gotten to a point where you could have a day of peace, where things weren't after you too much. And then again, you can get into the rest of it. So what is going on? I keep hearing that there's 15 to 20, 30, 50,000 foreign troops with boots on the ground right here in the good old USA. On average, any given day, at any given time, there are between 10 and 30,000 foreign troops with boots on the ground in our country. That's correct. However, contrast to the zombie, we're going to kill everybody troops that's been presented, we got a nice little comeuppance coming. Somebody's lying to you. I don't know who the source is. Don't care. It don't matter if it's got a name or not. What matters is that it's a lie. What matters is that you need to be able to recognize lies. How can you recognize a lie? You compare it to the truth. How do you find the truth? Well, if you look, the military does have open public reports of training units. Training unit means that you got cadre, as they're called. These are the instructors and handlers for people in training. Then you have the subject matter of whatever that training is. Sometimes it can't be stated openly and publicly very much, but you can get the general idea of what's going on. Number three, the number of students and or participants. We got a lot of foreign countries on this planet, and each one of them would like to have at least one or two people being trained in the most modern technologies possible in dealing with the running and operational procedures of a combination of military and civilian lives. How to conduct this? How do you correlate between civilians and military? Ooh, kind of hard thing to do. Are they all bad guys out to wait for you, not watch them close enough and they can get you? I don't think so. That's like saying that all Muslims are out to string somebody up. Ladies and gentlemen, it don't work that way. The majority of Muslims are not violent. They ain't looking to string nobody up, and they're not looking to force feed you the idea of what the Muslim religion contains. Sure, they'd like for you to convert. Yes, they'd love that, just like our Christians here would. And yet, you've got entities. And I'm going to tell you right now, not all of the Muslim Brotherhood is bad. There's only a few of them in there that are really causing their problems. Lots of them stay home, stay away from it. Why? How old are these conflicts? How long is it have people been blowing each other up and shooting at each other in the Middle East? You can go back thousands of years. Little peaceful bits here and there in between, but still going on. After years of being shot at, you probably get tired of ducking every time somebody farts. Pop. Ooh. You know, you might want to run from it. That yeah, I can agree with that. Some things just shouldn't be done. The idea, as I have been seeing it, is civil unrest. I understand that. However, you cannot force a majority of a country to accept unconditional surrender into something that they don't like and don't believe in on a forced basis. It don't work that way. Little old saying, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Baby cakes, you best watch your back. You enslave somebody, that slave is liable to wait till you ain't watching. ding you upside the head with that shovel you're making them use, or just jump on you. There's 15 of them, one of you. Can't shoot everybody, especially if it's planned at all. Now, under that idea, outnumbered. Well, the weaponry, and I'm gonna use Egypt as an example here. Everybody says, ooh, they're killing people. Yeah. The Muslim Brotherhood was offered a part in the government. No, we're not reinstating a dude that was taking the democratically procured rights from the people. That ain't happening. That's why he was put out, because of what he was doing. He was circumventing the Constitution, similar as to what would happen here. Not only was he put out, he eventually was arrested for his own protection, partially, and then again also because he kept contacting the Muslim Brotherhood and telling them, go get him. There are limitations on what anybody should have to put up with. One of the things I really find distasteful is the political agenda, political correctness. Militant is not supposed to be used. Certain racial words, and I kind of agree with this, unless you go down on the corner and hear it a lot, ain't supposed to be used. But the ideology, it's the thought, it's the mind behind it that's no good, as some songs say. The stipulation is real simple. I've seen, and you can look it up, everybody can take a look at this, it's not difficult. You get a crowd of several thousand people, and you got maybe one, two, three individuals with an AK and a 30-round banana clip. These dudes pick out a target very carefully. They get up on something and look over the heads very carefully, peek around this corner of the building, and watch and see what their best target of opportunity is. Carefully aim that AK and empty that sucker on rock and roll. That's automatic fire, in case somebody don't know what that is. The situation is simple. Military and law enforcement, when you shoot at them, have the right to shoot back, just like anybody else. They're usually more readily and more openly armed than the populace. So what's the situation here? You get one gunman, another one from another place, maybe a sniper or two on a roof, and the military is getting hit. Their only alternative choice is to make it quit by whatever means necessary. First means they're going to use is their own weapons. You end up with a bunch of people that came to rally. Yeah, they're going to get loud. They're going to get rowdy. They're going to be disagreeable and jump up and down and scream. That should not be a death sentence in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I disagree with people dying in the street, Mr. Obama, but I don't see you turning an open eye to the places where we got the same problems here, and it's gangs and or drug deals and or whatever going on. I have not seen, and I have yet to see, anybody in the administration stand up with the guts to say, let's enforce the friggin' laws on the books. You ain't old enough to have a gun. You ain't supposed to have one anyway because of the crimes you committed. You've been known to shoot people and you got a gun? No, it ain't working. When is it that that's going to happen? It's going to be a cold day in a hot place. There is no way in hell that these people are going to abide by what we already have. Why? That's the question. And it's going to a point. And no, I ain't forgot the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt yet. But people say there ain't nothing going on in this country. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are some nasties afoot that you just won't believe unless you open your eyes and look. Everybody blindly goes, whoo. And everybody goes, what is he talking about? You need to catch up on some things. Two ways to accomplish a goal. And only two ways. You can use force, which takes an extraordinary amount of personnel and munitions and things of that nature. Or you can use willing compliance. That is where there's so much unrest. There's so much danger. There are so many bullets flying. There are so many bombs going off. And people will start screaming for any kind of peace that can be had, no matter who it is or how it comes. That's the idea. This is where you got the Trayvon Marshall Martin problem. Trayvon Martin was a real deal. Trayvon Martin was adjudicated correctly in terms of the case. Why? Everybody, even if you're wrong, has the right to self-defense. Nobody, without proper cause, has the right to take another's life. Period. You get that? Yeah, get that through your head. People who kill little kids need to be executed very slowly over a number of years. It's called life in prison. Once you get that turkey in general population, let everybody know that he likes little kids and that he has actually gone to the point of killing a few. See how long he lasts. Let true social justice take its course. Yeah, you got the nastiest thing in the world inside that prison. They take their business, just like we should be doing. Why is it that the race card was played? To try to foster the same unrest I was just talking about. You get enough bombs, riots, or whatever going on, and everybody will be screaming for peace at any cost. That's the idea. They want us to knuckle under. Well, I'm sorry. As long as I draw breath, that ain't happening with me. It ain't going to be a peaceful surrender, period. The only way it's going to be surrendered is when they primize me from my cold, dead fingers. When they take my honor and everything that has been used up, that's the only way they get it from me. Everybody out there needs to look at it as blood being thicker than water. What's the water? Water is politics. What is politics? Politics is an ideology. What does that come to? How is politics put into force? Through sociology. They convince you, oh, you vote for me and I'll put a chicken in a brand new pot that we just got for you from the welfare department. Uh-huh. You want a free phone? How about food stamps, man? We got plenty. No, we don't got plenty. We have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. We're running up against a wall. If you haven't been watching, there was a short blurb. It was short. But it was out there. All of a sudden, somebody in a position to know offered a question that should really make everybody go, my God, did you hear that? Let's all go look. I would suggest that any kind of an audience out here that is interested in the truth, and it don't matter if somebody don't like me, don't like the show, don't like what I'm doing, do not like the weight club, don't like how long this has been going on or whatever, doesn't matter to me. That part is inconsequential. I'm going to ask you individually, each and every one of you, to take a look. And I want you to look into what we have called our gold reserve. That's not going to be easy to do. But there's people out there who tell you, no, man, the rooms have been empty for years. Oh, no, we ain't got that over there. Where is it? Well, I'm not real sure. Is there transfers? Maybe there's a few, but then, you know, it didn't seem like that much. I wonder what happened. We need to look into this officially. Yeah, no blanked out, redacted BS, no video, no press. I'm saying take the friggin' press people in there with you. You want to start something? Bingo. Think about it. It could be as simple as a security guard saying, I ain't seen no gold. Uh-huh. You remember Ghostbusters. I ain't seen no ghost. Well, here we go. What do we got in there? Reality or ghosts? We changed off the gold standard for a reason. Why? We had indebtedness that can only be paid in gold. And we attempted to do that and found out we didn't have near what it takes. Neil Keenan can vouch for that. And yeah, we're friends. And I hope to maintain that the rest of my life. I think he's a wonderful man. He's got a lot on the ball and he's doing the right thing at his own expense. I do this gratis, as do the people that assist me with this program. Anyway, let's get back to the nitty gritty here. It's all about ideas, implementation of those ideas, and then the fun begins. What fun's that? I described a scenario where people are going to end up living in storage containers. and stick a window and a door in it, and that's your house. That's where you live. I don't even know if they're going to put toilets in. Probably will. All of these things are to be located near what we have now in terms of large population centers and certain other places that are convenient to them. Why? Because you can bring in a whole bunch of large loads of goods needing to be distributed to a singular place much less expensively than you can anywhere else. Number two, it concentrates the population into an area where you can hit it with a nuke or whatever you want to do in order to eliminate it, and or you simply put a bug in the food or some poison or whatever. So, where are we sitting today and what is going on? People want to know. Well, okay, here's some classified intelligence that I have been offered to dissipate. Now, the rule I have on classified intelligence is that when I release classified intelligence, it is instantly declassified upon its release by me. Ain't nothing else going to do. Ain't nothing else going to work. I ain't going to jail for the fun and games of our present system and oligarchs. That ain't happening. However, the intelligence is simple. The bad guy's been working on this for a long time. That's how Sharia law got in. Yeah, it's called influence. It's called pressure. It's called leverage. Well, let's see, Your Honor, do you want all your bills due, including your house, all at once, or run? Which is it? Oh, did you know your computer could be filled up with kiddie porn? These are common things now. You just turn your nose up and go, ah, yeah, right. Well, somebody who's been here to low and normal all their lives all of a sudden has all kinds of nasty things. It just totally fills their computer. What is that? That's called being hacked. And then all of a sudden, isn't it funny that the officials want to see your computer? Ain't it funny how that works? Ain't it funny that when you go in there to remove it, you can't get it out of there? Interesting. Yeah, yeah. All of these accidents to the people who are going to bear witness to these facts, the basis for them, and the people that are doing it. Oh, man, what happened? Well, his airplane just fell out of the sky. We don't really know. They destroyed almost a whole and complete government. It was on one aircraft that got accidentally just plain exploded. Now think about that. Why do you think the Titanic got sunk? Because those people had won stopping the central banking system from spreading in the United States, and they were going to take it out in Europe too. They couldn't have that. If you do some checking, you'll find out what I did. You'll find that the captain's family suddenly became rich, along with some other people. You'll find that great sums of money, at the time that the Titanic sunk and was verified sunk, changed hands in some places. That a combination of political and monetary movement and exercise suddenly hyperventilated and went nuts. Take a look at it. These are for some of the people who don't have a background in this stuff. Now, we come back to brainwashing. Oh, yeah, that's a nice word, ain't it? Take your brain out and run it through the ringer. Bring it back and plug it back in. You're fine, right? Brainwashing has been developed over a period of thousands of years. Used to be that it would put you in a salt mine, let you work till you was, there wasn't much left of you, and they'd take you out and teach you what they wanted you to know. And you would accept it every time you got a drink of water. Yeah, and you wasn't in the salt mine no more. People have been sealed in pots of glue, bricked up inside of walls. If you haven't read Edgar Allan Poe, you want a nightmare? Think about a bird that won't go away, won't leave you alone. And all it says is, nevermore. Woo. Alan Parsons Project did a really nice, beautiful set of songs on Edgar Allan Poe. Everybody ought to listen to it. The gist of this is ideology. You got the zombie stuff. Ooh, demons from the pits of Hades that, my, Uncle Joe, no, you can't bite me. What's the matter with you? You know, that sort of fun. Yeah, right. There are ways to create entities similar to your zombie. There are ways to do that. They have been available for quite some time. Problem is, there is no control. They indiscriminately just bite everybody. So the bad guys aren't real interested in turning that loose quite yet. They would have loved to have hidden in their underground bunkers. The only problem is that they went and checked to see whether or not we were blowing smoke when we stated that they had been cleaned out. They went and looked. Found a few sticks of broken furniture and nothing else. All of the materials that were worth anything at all, and the people, poof, gone. Tah. That really told them something. That means they got no place to hide, either from us or this intended disaster they want to perpetrate upon the planet. So World War III is off for right now and the foreseeable future. They don't see a way to protect themselves and be able to take care of the population reduction you've heard about. Yeah, fear porn. Come on now, crank it up. Then we've got Nibiru Planet X and all these other nasty things that are just supposed to ruinate us completely. We're going to have a new planet when they get done with all these disasters, I guarantee you. First, we're going to light this thing up because of the amount of nuclear weapons. If you shot them all off at once, you probably, and this is a good probability, light planet Earth up just like our sun. Yeah, think about that one. How are you going to escape that? You ain't. Then you got these great waves of energy, coronal mass ejections from the sun, and they're supposed to create extreme radiation and fry us all to death. You know, it's like kind of being in a big microwave oven. Well, then everybody says, well, I'll put in an underground bunker. I'll be safe. Sure you will. According to just plain old general science, you ain't got to be no rocket scientist or have a 6 or 7 listed alphabet degrees to understand this one. It's real simple. At the level of radiation that's being talked about, you got to be 2 miles. That's right, I didn't study. 2 miles underground. If you ain't 2 miles underground, forget it. Ain't too many people got the money to go that far. And even shielding won't work. Why? There's a thing called temperature rise. They're talking about temperatures in the 4,000 degree range on the surface. Now, you're talking about liquefying most of the surface. You get that? You think about that? I'd like to see the storm door you're going to use to keep that out. Right now, modern science don't know how to make one that won't melt. It's supposed to stay that way for, I don't know, about a week. So sorry about your stuff. Well, what's the other alternative? The other alternative, everybody don't like ET. They think that's a big joke. They think this is funny. They think that even the good guys are bad guys and ET's going to do something to them. Well, the bad ET's been on the planet for a while working with the bad guys, in case anybody missed that part. And they were supposed to have a nice little back door. They were supposed to have a troop ship available for all the bad guys to jump on board, go to another planet. Ha, we did a number on that one. Let's see how we do if we ain't got to deal with any of that mess. Where everybody all agrees that we're all oligarchs. Ooh. An escape plan, basically, so they get away. Not too long ago, this was all discovered. This is one of the reasons I'm talking about it. It's in the past. Not only discovered, but negated. The force and forces brought to bear were such that there have been some pretty heavy surrenders. And I'm talking about people in charge. Then again, a whole grouping were also supposed to surrender. And they didn't do that quite yet, so they have a choice, and this is something, that, by the way, in case you don't know, they do listen to the show. So they are arguing about it. Good guys and bad guys within the bad guys. Nice mess. Politically correct. I'm not going to say that they're reptoids and ETs from some other place or half-breed thingamabobs that shouldn't be here in the first place, but there it is anyway. Deal with it. Now, psychological operations, better known as PSYOPs, has been being carried on since forever. A shiny shield that reflects the sun. You got enough of these people on a hillside, and you flash the enemy with it, and these guys are still in the Stone Age. They're going to freak out. Or even seasoned troops, it's going to make them nervous. When it's cloudy out and somebody's been surrounded, they cannot get out. They've tried several ways. They've tried experienced people and they've tried inexperienced people. Nobody gets through, meaning that they are stuck. And it's cloudy enough that all of a sudden you hear this booming voice out of the clouds in your own language. Hello, this is God. You need to surrender. PSYOPs, psychological operations. Your ancestors do not want you to come visit them yet. You're not done with your life. Please surrender. Think about it. Now let's get into the electronics. Everybody's seen the little dishes on the police's RV, electronic weapons, designed to be used against general populations, designed against to be used against rioting people and groups. Well, that is very superficial stuff they're using there. That's light duty. Gives you a bad case of what's called prickly heat. It feels like 1,000 little pin jabs all over your body. And it's pretty much, you can't stand it. I have had it. It's permanent. Nobody really knows what it is exactly either. That's the other neat part. If you ever experience it, you'll never forget it. So, here's the other part of this. Ideology. Well, taking over somebody's mind control, been around for a while. Yeah, this is the last part. I'm going to get back to the other parts and bring my all together in one big, nice, pretty bow. Mind control, electronic capability of controlling someone's thoughts and or introducing either memories and or thoughts that do not correlate with general life as it is in whatever manner these people are dealing with life. Meaning, you'd be walking down the street and all of a sudden you sit down and don't go nowhere. You can't think. You sit there and drool on yourself until such time as they come along and say, oh, come with us, please. Okay. Get on the bus. We got a nice little ride for you. That's one form of mind control. Turn everybody into idiots. Another one is to instruct people to do certain things. And they can be complex tasks. We had a war over there, Afghanistan and Iraq, and they tested some of these new parameter weapons of mental control. What they did to the troops that were in the trenches that were going to really fight us was to subjugate their mental capacities and instruct them to disassemble their weapons and then not be able to remember what they were doing, why they were there, or anything else. There were very few shots fired, and I must make sure people understand this. You can look it up. It's a matter of public record now that these people had disassembled their weapons and were sitting there wondering what they were doing in the friggin' trench. The commanders of the tanks were going, huh? What on earth am I doing in here? Start unhooking, get out of the thing. Just walk away. A lot of the tanks taken without direct assault were found to be just simply empty. Might be sitting there fully functional and running, but the crew had wandered off. So let's bring this back. These are some of the ideas that you need to understand and consider. These are some of the ideas that you need to know about. When somebody wants to sell you something, you get widgets on TV. And I'll double your order if you call right now. Yeah, right. So that tells you to take the price, divide by two, and it's less than half of that in terms of their cost of producing whatever it is. Think about it. You're going to have a minimum of, now today, it's 20% profit. If you don't, you're screwed.
So, anything that's offered, now you understand, minimum of 20% profit. And that's at the retail right there level. That does not include a corporate or company markup or anything else. So they've pre-decided what's going to happen, what the prices are going to be, how much you're going to make, whether or not everybody in the family has to work, including kids, in order just to eat. They have business been pre-decided. This is intelligence you people need to know about that has not been brought out, as far as I can see, in any truthful manner by anybody. Little pieces here, little pieces there. Well, they can control your mind. That's not all there is to it. Very simply, as I said, you do not force. You very nicely cause that person to want to. You bring that person to bear upon what it is you're after. You make them want to work. Oh, we can have a new car. Both of us work. Yeah, okay. Who suffers? The kids. What suffers? The family unit. Well, now let's get into the part that is nasty. And this is death dealing. Beep to you too. Muslim Brotherhood has decided to use the same correlation as other agenda-oriented groups. They have decided to cause people to riot because they want someone back who more or less agrees with their, quote, whole group, not just the brotherhood, but the people who are not in the brotherhood who are going to the protests. That's all well and good. Their heart and mind are in it. And in some ways, some of it can be an improvement on what we have. You cut through some red tape and take care of business, that probably would help things. But what they got in mind is nasty. Now, I remember something that I pointed out a couple of shows ago, that certain civil rights leaders, black leaders, were saying, let's go get them. It's time for a revolution. Well, wait a minute. What kind of a revolution? Every black man needs to go out in Whitey's neighborhood and do something to him. You missed something there, man. The all-white neighborhood is a thing of the past. Only very rarely will you ever come across something like that. So you're just telling people to go out and do what they can to cause problems. You want people to riot, and I think people need to look up Watts and a few other places. The Rodney King riots. What was that about? Why destroy your own area when it seems to be at least functional? How about we improve it instead of tear it down and burn it up, drive people out? How about we make sure that things are decent, they're functional? You take that same kind of anger and rage at a rusty pipe that's causing somebody problems and jerk it out and put a new one in. You paint a house. You do not go out being destructive, either to individuals and or places. It don't work. It's good for nothing. There, and if you want to really see it, you want to see what's going on, you want to get the gist of it, the government says they're going to take care of it. They'll help you do this, do that. Funny, if you go look, you'll find that there's still places missing. You find that the damages have not been repaired. So what do we need emergency management for? What on earthly good are they doing, other than using up our time and effort by spinning our wheels and not getting nothing done? Yeah, that's right. First they say they're going to, and then they say, "Man, I don't think so." You get a forest fire, burns up everything as far as the eye can see, and you say, "Okay, let's rebuild a house," and the government says, "No, we're not going to help you." What do you mean you're not going to help us? That forest fire done ate up all the asphalt on the road. We'd like to have it paid now. Why not? Because we ain't going to do it. That's pretty funky. Look at what Katrina did to New Orleans. Go down there and look. How many houses have been rebuilt? How many people even want to go back there? Not many. They had enough. That was the final straw. there's a song that I heard sung by a certain famous singer about how he'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollowed out log than stay around in this old town and be treated like a dirty dog. Think about that. If all your life you've put down, stomped on, stepped in, thrown in it, never getting any, given any kind of even deal, let alone fair or unbiased. Think about that. This is the manner in which the financial forces and oligarchs have treated the Middle East for ages. They have subjugated Africa. They couldn't get one product, so they switched. Everybody said, no, you ain't going to do slavery no more. That's okay. They gave up too easy. You missed it. Now we are financial slaves. Think about that. Now we got governments that are going in and agreeing with the corporations and wiping out villages because there's a place underneath that village that they need to dig up to get this certain rare metal that is really profitable to dig up. And, oh, yeah, there ain't all these EPA things where you got to make sure your truck ain't leaking and you don't be dribbling nuclear waste on the road when you're driving, and so they can do very much what they want. Think about this. The ideologies, though, I mean, like I say, these are the easy ones. Killing people don't matter in Africa. Go watch. Look at the news. Get some African news channels up. They killed 12 people here, 40 people over there, 100 people there. Look at Syria. What a mess. Contrived, but it's a mess. Purposely done? Yes, but a mess. Why is it a mess? Well, now on neither side, bad guys or good guys, can get a handle on it again. It's out of control. So that's going to have to settle itself. Now let's go back to the ideas. So things get nasty. And you can think of a continual riot. Think of Beirut, Lebanon, a continual battleground. Think of the areas between Israel and Palestine that just seems to have rocket fire like rain some days. Think of these things. Why is this being done? How is it that you cannot foster peace between people that have been trading beans for hundreds of thousands of years before any of these governments ever thought about being? Peacefully. Yeah. Well, let's go to ideas. An idea is very simple. Doesn't matter what the idea is about. It goes out. When you have an idea, it is broadcast. People don't believe in psychic sciences, don't believe in the power of mind, then you better start looking it up because these things are going to become prevalent very soon, and you need to know about them. That's why I wrote that book. To get you started. Now I got my second book ready. I'm real close to putting it out. What you got to understand is that the reason for that book is to get you prepped and primed and understand that there's something more out there than what you've been led to believe. It ain't that you got to be on your knees 25 years and pray. And it is not that you got to coddle to a certain belief grouping. It's very general and also very specific. You do things in a certain specific way, you get a certain specific result. Ain't complicated. It's like absolute prayer. You pray absolutely in a situation that you've done everything possible for you to do. And the creational part, takes over. Think about that. You've heard about, well, I put oil on, I've done everything, and I don't know what else to do. Lord, help me. The herbs, the grouping of herbs that was cooked, that was used to treat lepers, worked. Yeah, that's right. They had that cure way back then. Think about it. What happened to that cure? Well, certain medical personnel in a certain world-dominating political system decided that was more than they could stand, so They sent the troops in and wiped it out. That's how come they just found it not well, a few years back. nasty chemical, but it cures that stuff. Look it up. Look it up. Cure for leprosy. It lists something that'll just curdle your milk, ruin your day, and you'll go, good grief, and who's giving it for this one? It should have been used for that. There you go. Now you're getting the idea. They knew about it. That was the other part. Ideas. Okay, here we go. In depth. Ideas go to very, very many places. We're going to deal with the idea that you can give a factual orientation to someone that is totally lies and cause them to believe it. The ideal here is that you take the goodness and courage of an average person and you rosin up the bow, you crank that stuff up, you get them to begin to wave the flag at and stand up at events instead of sit back in the crowd and watch. Your average person who does not want to get involved. Oh, no, no. Why you think people lay on the street in New York City and dying or something? People ain't going to stop and get involved. Why? Because they're held responsible for anything that happens, whether that person dies or not. They're charged with it. Come on now. Including doctors. Talk about things that are screwed up. Well, this is even worse than all that. It's not even a fear. Now we got people who are normally shopkeepers, leathersmiths, people that do not get involved in things are running around the streets saying that it was wrong to do what Egypt did. This is an ideology. And what you do is you get them out there out front. You get them out there out front enough, and that unknown person with that AK jumps up and goes bzzzt at the military. The military turns around and goes bzzzt right back. And you get innocent people dying for a political and religious agenda that on the surface looks good, but in basis of fact is null and void. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Same thing with the ideology of Christianity and Crusades. Null and void. You get down to the real proof, the real crux of it. It's called mind control. Now, you want to take note of something here. I stated this before in attempting to defuse the racial tensions that were brought up by two or three of the, quote, black leaders. And some of the white leaders were beginning to fuss a bit about it. All of it needed to be brought down to the realistic level. One thing is to be noted. Everybody needs to pay attention to this. This is PSYOPs at its finest levels, which was developed by varying people outside of the military, adopted by the military because it works. And then even the graduate portion, the part the military didn't have, the part that really, that works all the time, was put into general society in order to control everybody. Okay, so here you got riots coming. Okay. Have you ever noticed that the leaders, the ones that are the, quote, celebrities, the people that are calling for people to go into the streets and go get people and whatnot, ain't never there leading a party? In both cases, think about it. Leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood are not standing out there with the AK. Somebody they designated is. The people in the black community who would be leaders ain't the ones going and getting arrested for rioting. They ain't there. Pay attention, people. This means that the basis of all this ain't nothing more than a falsy. Ain't nothing more than a perpetration. Nothing more than an agenda made up by people who don't have anything better to do with themselves than to think it's funny to watch the expenditure of human life. Why did they think it's funny? Because that's just that many more useless eaters. That's just that many more welfare basket cases that they don't have to deal with. You have to understand this. And no, you ain't got to be a welfare basket case. You can be an upstanding, upright, educated person and fall into the trap. You need to understand that all of us who are on the side of the ideology of freedom from all this horse hockey are all on the same side. That's first. No matter what color, national origin, whatever, you want to be free, you're on the right side. Now, that means, and this is the crux of it, we have a common enemy. I'd like the readers to find out who that is. I really would like the listeners to look at these things and really take it to heart. Where's your patriotism? Would you stand up if somebody said, suddenly, we're now a communist nation? I don't think they'd believe the crowd of people that would go home, get their gun, be standing in front of the chair the very next few seconds, few minutes. There would be such a surge of patriotism. Remember what happened after 9/11? Think about this. And that was all perpetrated, in case somebody don't know that. Look at it. You had one or two flags flying on the street. All of a sudden, everybody became an American with a friggin' flag, and they're flying it saying, come over here and try that with me, you turkey. Oh, yeah. People got upset. They got pissed. I'm asking everybody to take that idea of fooling with the innocence of an individual, their true feelings, their honest heart, where they are really at, and playing games with it. Good Lord, man. Those people need to be taken out. And there are several ways to do that. You can literally take them out or just never pay attention to them again. Never give them an audience. Maybe offer a counter audience. That man's full of it. Now, if somebody that's an average person says that, what's going to happen? Not a lot. Until a whole bunch of them stand up and say the same thing. That ain't the way to do it. This is not the correct manner to handle things. Everybody has the right to self-defense. I will suggest that we should have a right to self-defense and exercise it against those who are our true enemies. Not each other, because we ain't each other's enemy. We're just trying to get along like everybody else. Rick Light said, come to the center of the room. Well, we got some people out there who have decided that they are going to be anti-freedom. And they're expressing it in any way, shape, or form that they can. Trying to use different published entities that supposedly have some sway. You look into some of what they say and you will go, ugh. It'll give you a funny odor, bad taste in your mouth. It's called spiritual halitosis. Ah. You'll find that a lot of these people that have been out here honking their own horn, you're going to find that they work for the wrong side. Their paychecks come from the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Now here's the crux. Within the very near future, all of this stuff that I've been talking about on this show since forever is about to come to pass. We have several things in works. We also have a great grouping of intel breakthroughs that the intelligence community just discovered some stuff not too long ago that's critical to setting our country and us free. These people were so happy they almost had a party. They couldn't say nothing. They couldn't act like they found nothing. And they really, it must have been difficult. It's sort of like discovering that, oh, yeah, we do have a constitution. Oh, my goodness, look at that. That 1787 is a righteous work. That's we're ready. We're on the edge. I wish it already happened. It should have happened. And we're now going to make sure that it does. When I say we, there is a grouping of several people who will do whatever it takes to get the job done. And we are taking the action and have already initiated some actions. So get ready. If you ain't ready, shame on you. There'll be some slack for you. be ready to work for it, whatever it might be. Be ready for the great bean line that's hidden in a welfare system known as food stamps. So start drying up. Ooh, now think about that. Just get real careful here. Has anybody talked about funding food stamps? No. It got taken out of the agricultural bill, meaning that it was not a, not it was neither approved nor denied. It was just separated. Mercy sakes, what's going on here? What happens if they turn the food stamps off? How many people really need something to eat? How many people will go hungry? How many kids? Think about this. This is important. And yes, it's on an agenda. And this is a needed, you'll love this agenda. It's on a freedom agenda to be assigned and taken care of worldwide, not just here. There's people dying of starvation in Africa. Ain't quite dying here, but everybody's going to start getting fed. Think about that. The things coming are going to be drastic and extraordinary. We are the part of a grouping of individuals who have dedicated everything that they are or ever will be to the concept that a man has the intrinsic right according to the maker of us. People know him as, know that as God. Some people know it as the creator. Pick a handle. That entity states very clearly, you are the crown of creation. Oh, those words are accurate, by the way. Oh, yeah. Learn to look at the Stevens text and go back to the Greek and find out which is what and who added where to whatever and how it might have been changed around to suit an agenda. Whoops. Yeah, they had a meeting on this stuff. What would be included, what won't be included. they want you to believe the way they want you to believe so that you can be subject to them. It's the only reason. So anyway, here we are, right on the cusp. Right on the edge, on the threshold of a dream, as Moody Blues says it. So, Tom,
yes.
I'm sure we're past the top of the hour.
Yes, we are.
Why don't you plug us into some jams, and I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, just word of warning, I can't mute the mic because of the system we're clued into today. So, be careful.
You cannot mute my mic, is that what you said?
No, I can't mute mine either. So I tried using it during the show and it cut it off. So we just have
So in other words, if I cut a big juicy one, everybody's going, that's what they're saying here.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, I'll try to go in the other room and if I have some kind of emergency.
Right, okay. We've got two songs for you and it should take around 9 minutes.
Listen.
Hi, and welcome back to the second hour of the show. I'm sure you enjoyed the first hour. There was a lot of information in there. Maybe not what some people were looking for, but these things take time. You know, I've posted many times on the Facebook page to be careful of the fear porn, the NASA documents, the brown dwarf coming, and a whole host of stuff that's basically designed to distract you and get you away from talking about more relevant stuff and relevant issues. You know, I don't know how many times the NASA documents has been produced on the Facebook page in the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. You know, and this goes out to all the so-called conspiracy sites, and it gets them talking about that item, which has been talked about many, many times over and over, and distracting them away from the real issues. And I'm hoping people start to realize this and counteract it and ignore it. You know, I appreciate people have fears. You know, we all have our own truth and our own opinions, and that is vital. But you have to see that they've been telling us we're going to have a catastrophe for decades now, and it hasn't happened, and it won't. You know, people moan, well, we said 2 weeks, you know, but we've also been told from the cabal that we're going to get World War III, and we're going to get this, and we're going to get that. None of them happened. You know? So, hopefully, people will understand that and realize the bigger picture here. There's a lot more going on than people realize, way more than a lot can even comprehend. It's a difficult task. We're dealing with people and entities that have been going and operational over a long, long period of time, way back than the normal history, as we have been told, most of which is based on pure lies. And we're breaking down those barriers, and we're getting into their face, and we're very close. So with that, I'm going to hand you back to Drake.
That's pretty good synopsis. People need to unite, come together, understand that we have a common enemy, and start learning how to deal with it. Those who do not pay attention have missed the part where there is a large load of lawsuits. Oh yeah, it takes forever and nothing ever happens. Well, sorry, but things are beginning to happen, and in a positive manner. Those rulings that are adverse to constitutional law need to be addressed in that manner. They need to be addressed not just on the merits of the case, but the inference of an agenda issued by the bench for whatever reason. What is your reasoning? You're going to have to explain your ruling. If you cannot explain your ruling other than that it's just your opinion, no. Doesn't matter what my opinion is or your opinion or anybody else's. What matters is what does the law say. I'll give you an example. It says right to bear arms. And it's not limited. You can have machine guns, rocket launchers, tank if you want one. Yeah, that's what it says. You want to get into the right to self-defense? Stand your ground? It's about time somebody was able to stand their ground against some kind of gang turkey or some kind of dope addict that wants to change their lives forever, maybe beat them to death or torture them for the fun of it or whatever they've got in mind. Think about this. So, you know, these are the things that to me are drastically important and need to be addressed. And we have not been addressing them. The idea that you don't get absolute intel from me ruins some people's day. Well, absolute intel, I'll give you a little bit. Obama went and told Putin he thought he was a kid, a teenager. Mr. Obama, I would suggest you be careful about what you're playing with for several reasons. Calling people names, is that all you got? Is that the best you got? You can't do no better than that? How about some real succinct factual presentation as to reasonings that you came up with those particular judgments? Where did you get that? Who told you to say that? Ah, well, let's get into it. Did Valerie Jarrett need to have some kind of a muzzle put on it so that there was not the stupidity of the influence that came out of your mouth, calling a leader of a very large nation precocious teenager? Just get real here. That's far, far from the truth. Number two, things in terms of the intelligence agencies have been being traded back and forth in terms of knowledge as to what was going to happen to certain individuals, were they ever caught or turned over or whatever. That would to a lot of the validity in terms of Snowden saying, I would like political asylum. I don't trust him. Well, we have proven that we cannot be trusted because of the fun and games agendas we have pulled. Be they financial, such as what we did to Brazil, totally ruining that country. I mean, good Lord. Then we come off with this pansy idea that we have the right to go into a sovereign nation's business and tell them what to do. Let's look at Iran. Nuclear options? No, not really. Now you have a leader in Iran who says, I want to talk about this on a realistic basis. I warn you, I know something about this guy. I've done some checking. I got people in areas that people, the intel community would love to get a hold of, and I ain't saying who they are, and they're going to have trouble finding out how I get in touch with them. So what they told me was, this man is not only for real, he's very truthful, very accurate in what he states. He does not play games of any kind. So I would suggest you go in there with your hat in your hand, honestly addressing the issues, not playing this or that or overruling somebody who went in and inspected when you did not and say that they were wrong, that they missed a bunch of stuff, that they're, you know, oh my goodness, where are the intercontinental ballistic missiles that they're putting together to drop the atomic bombs on Washington, D.C. with? Yeah, well, you first got to have a program to make them things. Number two, you got to have the places to do it. How are you going to hide that? In today's technological age, you don't hide it very well. Shipments of things are known. You got to have certain materials made a certain way in order to put these things together. Those shipments ain't been made to Iran. The falsehoods. Oh, we're looking for a dirty bomb, and we're going to shop in Africa right out in the open, on the open market. Right. That makes about as much sense as most politicians. That makes about as much sense as calling somebody I happen to respect a lot, because I know some things that have been done that other people are not aware of yet that have changed the world stage. Now, what happens when you change the basis of things? Things change. Well, when they said, okay, so easily to slavery, well, that's all right. We'll let it go. Yeah, right, let it go. They already had things in place and understood that they could subjugate everybody simply by propagating what's known as financial terrorism against people. When the bank says thou shalt, and you're beholden to the bank, and that's your only way to make it, you listen. If it's not too extraordinary, you do it, whatever it is. This is just a suggestion between you and me. Uh-huh. And the people that control the bank told him to tell him that. So he does it. The ridiculous requirement when you have been borrowing monies from financial institutions in order to do business and continue your growth and continue your business, when they come off with these half-baked measures, and they are half-baked. In order to borrow $250,000, you got to put $100,000 in the bank? Dude, please. when they when all of the loans that they've had prior and previously have been paid off early? Really? Sound to me like you're stepping on a good customer. Why? Well, because they're successful. Well, now let's see here. If somebody from the streets fights, scratches, and raises themselves up and gets themselves to a point where they don't have to hang on the street corner no more and be subject to everything and live hand to mouth, that's called, in the American term, in the generality of society as we see it today, a success. Might not have drug yourself up real high. Some people have. And here's the problem. The people who really got the money, the oligarchs, the controllers, those who say whatever they say and it goes. These are the people that don't want to get too close for fear that they'll get some on them, that you might smudge something on their sleeve of their too expensive suit, that you might actually ingratiate yourself because you're one heck of a person and a lot of fun to be around and sharp in terms of business. You might ingratiate yourself to some of these people that actually have been loyal to the oligarch. Oligarch hadn't had to be nice up until that point, so you don't get there. They're not going to give you the chance. The door's shut. Can't get in certain places unless you're a man. Can't get in certain places unless you're a woman. Can't get into some places unless you got the income to do so. Proven income. It don't have to be all of it. Just some of it. Why is it that the wealth of this country has such problems? Two reasons. The main thing is offshoring, outsourcing. And the main reason that they have a problem is that there is no requirement financially to keep the funds made in the United States here in this country. Now, think about that. If you cannot take the funds out of this country, what happens? Well, they're not going to want to have money sitting around not making them any money, so they're going to try to put it somewhere where it can make some money. What's the best place to make money? Up until Obamacare decided to step on everybody's parade, small business. Now we got a serious problem. You got to have less than 50 employees. Got to work less than 30 hours a week, or can't work more than. Hours are being cut. It used to be part-time was defined very simply as anything less than 40 hours. I think that there needs to be some simple rulings, some simple legislations, and other things of that nature that stipulate definition. What do you mean by part-time? 38 hours or less. Bingo! Well, then they're going to say, by unfunded government federal mandate, thou shalt. Every time they have done this in the past, it has caused extraordinary problems. One of those problems self-evident today is the school system. That was one of those thou shalts. One of the other things was that without control over the costs and whatever involved, it stated that thou shalt. Partially, even partially. And now we've got the largest medical system on the planet in terms of money and facilities, and one of the lowest returns on the investment known to man. Educational system, ladies and gentlemen, you got to go to pre-college in order to get into college. That's right, you can't pass the test. Why? Because somebody forgot to teach you what you need to know in order to do so. Is the information involved in the test important? Well, if you know who George Washington was and you understand Christmas a little bit, a few other minor things, you probably get by. But you got to have a certain extraordinary score. Now, then you have another problem. The police do a thing called profiling. Oops, that's wrong. And yet we allow educational institutions to do the same. What should be happening is this. There should be a two-tier system where the best of the best go right into the heavy-duty stuff. Where those who almost did and could get the education necessary and the information applied to them, and a year later they reapply into a system similar that makes sure that they can. Thus, you do not necessarily deny those who are brilliant and uneducated. Yeah, the path of life is, the road, superhighway, it's littered with good intentions and great people. And yet, you've got problems. Now, one of the things I mentioned was litigation. If an individual decides to go the litigation route, be sure that you got everything, and I mean absolutely everything, all your ducks in a row. Make sure that you have things put together in such a manner that you are not screwing up in terms of procedure and precedent. Make sure that you have everything lined up to support what you, not only what you are doing, but the manner in which you are doing it. If you do that, then there are many, many things. And yeah, a lot of them been in court before and got turned down. Some all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, nah, we ain't even going to hear that. That's ridiculous. Or they ruled absolutely, almost unanimously against it. If the government decides that they can require something of the people without any return to the people of a benefit, I want you to get that in your head, that they can require something of the people that the people do not get any direct benefit from, or is way too exorbitantly costly, then you are discriminating against the people. You are also offering what would be considered a one-sided deal that does not benefit the majority. How do you benefit the majority? First of all, you're going to have to take Obamacare and trash it and start over. It is screwed up. Yeah, sure, it's the law of the land. Well, yeah, sure, it can be taken out too. And should be. With some minor adjustments, a great many of the things that have been offered through Obamacare can become a reality. These things are going to take time to institute. You can't do it suddenly. If you do, it'll be such a shock to the system, and yeah, I'm talking about the whole of the system, that the Obamacare on its own will collapse the majority of the system. You heard what I said. Forced by law to do such and such, and the IRS, who was used as a political tool, is going to be the enforcement and collection agency. Good Lord. How obtuse and ridiculous does it got to get before people get the picture and understand the process of what is being done? Remember, I told you that there is an agenda, and that the Muslim Brotherhood was using that agenda, and that our politicians had used that agenda. We have committed financial terrorism throughout the cosmos in any place we could. Tried to tell Russia what to do, and they told us to hit the road. Tried to tell China, oh, yeah, you're going to loan us some money, and they told the boy, you're leaving the country as soon as you can get out of here. They're not playing. The people we used to be able to kick around some ain't living like refugees no more. They have had enough. The people of the United States are pretty much fed up as well. What do you mean you're going to regulate me into nothing? I mean, what do you mean you're going to just put us under such constraints that we go back to the Stone Age? What is the matter with you people? Well, let's see here. Obama declared war on coal. Yeah, you did. Don't try to lie your way out of it. That's a simple fact. You said that you're going to have the EPA. And here it goes. As I had the same IRS thing. They're going to pick on people they don't like or somebody that said no. We're going to regulate you out of existence. So we told the EPA to tighten up the regulations so tight that coal couldn't be used anymore. Well, they screwed up. Somebody in the coal industry wants to take these turkeys on. The requirements for coal, when applied to gas don't make it either. Now what are you going to use? Nuclear? Ooh, what kind of waste products. Now, and when you burn something, you get waste up in the air and you get waste on the ground. When you use nuclear, you get mostly waste on the ground. Now, there's a problem with our nuclear program. It's one-sided. There's two forms of nuclear production in terms of power. You use both types, and you come out with something that's just about as inconsequential as stone fertilizer. This stuff ain't radioactive anymore. You hear me? Yeah. They're playing games with you, and they've known about this forever. You do it both ways. You get double the power. In other words, you and half of it in one way, it becomes a certain type of other kind of radioactive, and you take that radioactivity and use it in a little bit different system, and it does the same thing that the first one did and uses up the radioactivity. It does not get much better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Then you can take it out there and spread it on the yard and not hurt nothing. You, the grasshoppers, will not glow in the dark, and neither will Fluffy or you. It's not difficult to get your head around this stuff, and let's get this right. Well, it ain't cool to burn stuff, but if a plasma system is introduced to the coal production of power, you're then using a form of atomic converted energy. And, yeah, they know about the plasma. Have for a long time. It gets old when people refuse to use good solid science and tell you you're wrong when you tell them it is that should be the way to go. That sucks. A big one in a whole bunch of ways. So we're looking at this agenda of using people as cannon fodder to get an agenda across. Muslim Brotherhood, I do hope they eradicate you. You are a blister on the posterior of humanity, and a painful one at that. More like a boil, probably, festering and growling and hurting all the time. The same thing that rectifies that also can rectify our social problems. What are our social problems? Why is it that people segregate themselves? Simple. They've been told to do so. They don't like our music. We don't like the way they look. These guys are different. Whatever the excuse might be, it don't float. And there's a game called Will It Float? You drop it in the toilet and see if it will float. People have been taking bets on that, believe it or not, on nationwide radio programs and whatnot. I mean, geez, will it float? Well, I wonder, if you threw a politician in the ocean, would the fish throw him back because he's polluted? You think about it, and they say that lawyers are sharks. Well, the problem is that they're small ones and the big whites are eating them up. There's a thing called the 13th Amendment that negates each and every last one of the bar association and bar groups. Negates it. You lose your citizenship and are invited to leave. You guys better think about this. You do not have to be a member of the bar in order to practice law. You do not have to be extraordinarily educated in law to practice before any bench, period. Who says so? The Constitution. Oh, yeah, you got rights. You got pictures on Yahoo News of the majority of the people cheering the armored personnel carriers. Now, if you take a close look at them APCs, that looks like the sister of the ones we used in Vietnam. Yeah, they're not totally impervious to everything, but you want something for riot control, that'd work pretty well. Just weld a fence on the front of it and just start scooping people out of the way. No, that ain't nice. But who put them out there and why? This is the question you got to look at. And who told them what to do? We create these organizations all over the place, and this we is the bad we, the one that gives you a bad taste when you mention their names and smells funny before you even get close. The we are the people who would reduce the population of the planet. I mean, anybody wants to look at this stuff, people don't think it's real. Look up Agenda 21 on the UN website. Take a look at it. How do you think, where do you think the death squads and controls come into play in terms of Obamacare? Where do you think the ideology that medicine can charge whatever it feels like for anything? Where do you think these people have their investments? Or who do you think they control? Why is it that NDAA was passed with the provisions it had? Who has come out in support of certain portions of things that should never be? John McCain, you got a problem. You are a part of the problem, not an exception to, and not a solution. These people are looking at making sure that we never get past where we've been and it gets worse. The people I work with are doing just exactly the opposite, and we have the inside scoop. We're close to getting the key to the door to open it up and let freedom back out into the sunlight for real. Worldwide, again, this is what we're after. I don't care what color you are, national origin, don't matter to me. You can be a productive member of society if you can be. In other words, you're not truly disabled, such as myself, and I am truly disabled. There are things that some people know about me, probably shouldn't, but the Veterans Administration and Social Security agreed with me and I get disability. One of the things that strikes me as odd about the whole thing is that more of our veterans have not taken the Veterans Administration to task. And there are precedents that have been set. They're going to say pre-existing condition. There's a movie called Article 99. It's not directly attributed to your military service. It is not to be treated by the Veterans Administration. Thank you and good day. Oops. It's also about a hospital, a VA hospital. And that movie should be a truth, a real happening at every VA hospital on the planet. I don't care where it's at. You heard about the scandal at Walter Reed? Not? Look it up. I mean, there's some things that you just don't do. And they were done willingly, knowledgeably done. Willful use of the innocence of somebody for a political agenda without informing them of any part of it. That's a sin. I'm sorry, but you guys, sin don't mean nothing. Well, according to the people that believe in Judgment Day, you're going to be roasty toasted for it. So I think that might be important. And yet it's done. And you revel in it, roll in it, waller in it, and enjoy it. That's the part that bothers me. These are the kind of people who get their rocks off listening to a baby scream when they stab it, a couple of little stabs and let it scream. Oh, yes. Ain't nice. Ain't nothing nice about it. We're going to have to change this, and there are a lot of people involved. Some higher level, some lower level, some simple bureaucrats or paper pushers, some in law, in enforcement or military are going to have to go. Why? They allow this. They are the ones that ordered the missile to be shot that dropped a certain aircraft over the middle of the Atlantic on its return flight. We say that certain people are terrorists because they shoot down airplanes. Well, let's see here. I remember somebody that recently got out of jail who was involved, admitted, and was guilty of doing that very thing, and yet he wasn't tortured slowly to death by being held for it, whatever the duration of his life was. Maybe some of these people who are all big and bad and terrifying might want to bump up against a problem that they may or may not be able to deal with. I'm going to tell you right now, it takes a lot to deny yourself food. It takes even more to deny yourself food to the point where it begins to be painful. I just wonder how many of these bad boys really seriously have the courage of their convictions and would be willing to suffer slow death of starvation in order to avoid cruel and unusual punishment. There's a guy who did a bunch of shootings and whatnot, hurt a bunch of people, killed a bunch of people at Fort Hood, Texas. I mentioned this last Sunday. I'm going to mention it again because it is important to me. Do not, whomever it is that is making the final decisions, give that boy the death penalty. When you do, you satisfy his religious beliefs that he was righteous in doing what he did. Whoops. How about we reverse that? How about we take him into custody and put him in solitary for life? Yeah, that's right. The rest of his life in solitary. He can talk to himself. And maybe we feed him something that he considers unclean, and that's the only food source he gets. I want you to seriously consider that. That until he lives enough lives as he took, he don't get any reprieve. Now you think about that. Enjoy the idea that you can actually make a difference in this screw-up's existence. Offer him as an example. Is this what you want? Because this is what you're going to get every time. Yeah, I know. It's nasty. It uses religious belief against that individual. Well, what about the individuals that have been having their religious beliefs and their honesty and their courage and their innocence used against them? Those people in the crowd that did not deserve to get shot by the military because some idiot from the Muslim Brotherhood pulled out an AK and says, bleh. Yeah, think about it. How about we start punishing those people who were calling for all this uprising, rioting, demonstration? We're peaceful demonstrators. What on earth are you doing setting fire to stuff? What on earth are you doing tipping over vehicles? What on earth are you doing with an AK-47 fully automatic shooting at the other guys? Peaceful demonstration? Well, how about we demonstrate our peace to you? We're going to give you peace. We're going to let you think about the nightmare that you've caused and how righteous you are the rest of your life in solitary. Add to that, how about a diet of nothing but pork or some other thing that is equally distasteful to your existence? See whether or not you really have the guts to starve yourself to death. Most of these bad boys that I've run across don't have the guts to go to the battlefield. They're mouthy and they're this and they're that. But you don't see the people that are supposed leaders calling for the uprisings. You don't see them out there leading the crowd either. And you have to understand, it's a common enemy because these people are told what to do. Yeah, they're told what to do. They're not, and I ain't playing with you a bit on this. The intelligence community has been intercepting that sort of communication for quite some time now. I even listened to a couple of things. You want to turn your stomach? Think about that. Think about teaching a kid how to shoot an AK-47 and then tell him that guy over there is going to do things to your mama you don't want him to do. You better go shoot him. What happens to that little kid? What happens to the kids in Africa who are forced into military service at the age of 12? Just big enough to carry an AK. I mean, mercy sakes, people. You talk about society and societal changes. People that are doing these things need to be eradicated. Now, they can be eradicated in several ways. We can take them and hang them, and I'm sure that when people find out that somebody local has been doing the kind of things I'm talking about, they're going to be stringing them up in trees. And I totally agree with that. Some of them need to be strung up. I'm not going to fight the execution of some of these people. Other ones need to be adjudicated. Believe me, when they say life as a sentence, they take your life. Now I'm talking about cutting everybody off from the outside world, period. No, you don't get no TV. No, you don't get a laptop. No, you don't get a cell phone. And the only magazines you get are 10 years old. If you get them. And that's going to be National Geographic. When I say cut off, I mean it. Hard labor? Well, every road that needs built or patched and repaired needs somebody to break up the rocks. And we'll supply you with the new hammers. All you can stand. Then put you out in the hot sun and see how you do. But people who waste lives needlessly. Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, you think this is a joke. You think it's funny to do this. I don't take it very funny. I don't see where Clinton has the right to her righteous indignation as to being questioned about it. What difference does it make now? Come on, people. We need 4 charges of first-degree manslaughter as an accessory for Hillary Clinton. Formulate a citizen's grand jury and indict the dink. Do the same with Eric Holder. I mean, international arms trafficking to people who are going to be adverse to our way of life? You don't get much closer to treason than that, believe me. And it goes from there. Tom, have we got any questions or anything, or what's going on here?
Yes, we have. Right. First of all, to Laura Fisher, 26,000 years, and to John, yes, I have heard the Tolek update, and I personally don't agree with it. Thank you.
Did you want me to address any of that?
No, I think that's okay.
All right.
Tanath mentioned a saying about remote viewing and remote knowing. I think that applies here.
Okay.
Right. First question. So, what about Chief Justice John Roberts? Was he responsible for setting up and creating the secret FISA courts?
He was a participant. I did find that much out. Whether he was actually fundamentally setting it up or a participant in setting it up, I'm not sure, but I do know that there was a lot of advice and counsel and back and forth on it. I don't think that court should exist in secrecy, period. Whether anybody likes it or not, it doesn't matter. It's like the NSA. Their secrecy should be done, along with the CIA, FBI, and a bunch of other places. Now, that does not necessarily mean that you divulge information at the time where it is critical and can alter the course of an investigation and or adjudication. Those things should not be done. Sure, hold your water until such time as things start popping, then put it out and, be public. Send a press release. The more advertising you can get for the bad guys, the less they like it. I got a question, too. Since I were close to the top of the hour, did you want to play a song instead of jumping right on questions?
Yes, that's fine.
Because I could use walking around for a couple minutes.
Yes, me too. Right, okay. We've got 2 songs and about 8 or 9 minutes. And the first one is about breaking the chains, and we need to break the chains. And the second one is about getting help from friends, and we all need that. Right, be back shortly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to the final hour today. I hope you enjoyed those two songs, and we're going to go on to questions.
Cool.
To placate one or two, Drake, can you make a brief statement on the Tacoma Tolex stuff? Please.
Okay. I have found, in terms of dealing with Tolex, overall, books included, all of the information that he's presented has been accurate up to a point. What everybody has to understand is that the things that were the driving forces and the entities involved in that, and those items everybody sees as being gospel, have been changed. This is the reason that I have been trying and was subjugated to denial of being able to talk to the man. When you change the basis of something, it changes the outcome. So what you have to understand is that at the time and times that Tolek was informed of the things that he uses as his informational source, everything was valid, right on, accurate, no question, hands down. However, between that time and the present, many of the things have been adjusted and changed. There have been great changes taking place in the Andromeda Council. People are unaware of this. No one has mentioned it until this point. The changes made affect what the council does, the manner in which it operates, and the impacts it has. To take it a step further, many of the things that were supposed to take place by way of being known as the prophecies, the basis for many of those things have also been altered or changed. At best, and this is at best, you're talking maybe a near miss, if whatever it is even still exists. The fear porn that's out there right now about these great solar flares, there's a problem with that. And it's a serious problem. And the science here on the planet has been subjugated to suit an agenda rather than being truthful. If you take a look at the giant solar flare that just recently happened, it was fairly recent, that missed. You'll find that the field that was created by that solar flare was bent. Without a direct astrological intervention, some large object to draw that field away or cause it to bend or curve, it ain't possible without direct influence by somebody. Those somebodies are scientists and capable entities that we work with on a daily basis. You want to get factual, there's a fact. Look it up. Everybody's saying, well, it should have impacted, but it missed. We're not sure quite how it did that. Well, the how is not important. What's funny is that the manner in which it did happen, or rather didn't, where it missed when it should have hit. And these things have to be noted. I give Tolek all the credit in the world for being brave enough to come out, to come forward, to produce the information in great quantities that he has produced. I respect the man. This is the reason I wanted to talk to him. Not that I'm all that, but I'm knowledgeable enough in the sciences and the predictions and things of this nature to be able to show how things have been changed and in what manner, in a way that Tolek then will, I'm sure, come to the correct conclusions. Maybe this stuff has changed. Maybe we're not going to be annihilated. Maybe these things that have been prophesied and could have come true have been subjugated. The people of this planet are a very select group of individuals. They are special. Yes, we are, each and every last one of us. We are a very special entity in our capabilities. For the general population to wake up, we're going to have things that are too obvious to ignore. We're going to have very obvious interaction with beings from above, as they call them, ETs. Whether you realize it or not, these are your brothers and sisters, long-lost cousins, etc. We are related genetically and in some cases physically. What's interesting is that as family, blood being thicker than water, most, and I mean most, have a direct interest in seeing to the betterment of our condition. That means that the conditions under which we are presently residing are going to come to an end, one way or the other. I mean, we try to be nice about it. If that don't work, then, you know, you start dissolving things. You start zapping things with space weapons that the like of which man has never seen. I'm speaking as a group, we don't intend to cause any damage or harm, period. That's a cosmic law. You're not allowed to do that. Similar to common law. Think about it. The right to self-defense is an accepted law throughout the universe and other places as well. A great majority of the cosmos. So you have to understand that these things are in existence. And that this is very similar to the religious belief of what we call Indians. These are the originals, where you are not allowed to violate certain things, period. Death before dishonor, that fits, and fits well as an idea. So it has to be understood that clearly. Next.
Right, a range of questions on Neil Keenan. Are there any recent updates? How many times in the week do you talk with Neil, and have you discussed humanitarian programs which will be needed? How and in what order?
Yes, all of that has been discussed, and I talk to Neil very regularly. Of late, it's been a little bit haphazard in terms of our conversations and the timing of them. I'm informed as can be informed. And the humanitarian projects, the implementation of the alleviation of suffering starts with hunger. Just that simple. And thirst. Those two things are going to be seen to wherever they are lacking. Don't matter on the planet where. Doesn't matter the conditions under which the problem exists. A combination of funding adequate to address the problem, as well as technologies that are somewhat advanced compared to what we presently use, are going to be employed for those purposes. Okay? Hunger and thirst, that's first. Third would be food and shelter. Fourth, putting everybody to work at once too. Those who don't really want to work, well, you're not going to get as much assistance as those who do and actually do something. Just that simple. It's not going to be a starvation deal, but it ain't going to be party time either. So that would be a nice generality to lay on people, and you can get an idea and go from there. We need to drill a whole load of wells, water wells, in Africa. We also, at the same time, need to make sure that the people that are going to be trying to work have sufficient sustenance so that they're healthy enough to work. In the meantime, take care of their kids. make sure that they understand that they're, that you should limit the number of kids because you don't need the 25 members in a family to support everybody. This is the large family that used to be here in the States. We don't actually, because you're not going up against Mother Nature as it used to be, the family size doesn't need to be so great. Then you have to understand that as these things are taken care of, these people are also instructed, instead of just giving them a fish, how to fish, so that they can go ahead and then be fully and completely as is possible, independent enough to exercise their free will of choice and go from there. Next.
Right. Next question. What's up with the FEMET warning for Region 3? They appear to have instructed to have food, water, and antibiotics in place for millions of people by October the 1st. Your opinions, please.
They've had a whole bunch of those early warning things that have come and gone without anything happening. I respectfully suggest that that's going to be the case with this one. Next.
Isn't October the beginning of the new federal fiscal year? And is that why we've been hearing of impending doom and gloom each year for the last 3 years? Is something scheduled for October?
Well, it's not actually a scheduling well, let's put it this way. In part, it's scheduled, and in other parts, it's not. In some ways, it's something that can be addressed, and in other ways, it can't be. The crux of what you're asking would take a couple of textbooks to fully explain correctly so that there was no doubt about what the content is. Basically, you have a beginning-to-fail fiat currency system. This is the reason I suggested buying some silver and gold if you can do so, and or laying up food and supplies so that you've got a couple of weeks worth handy. Keeping enough cash out of the bank if you're happen to be a working person to see to your needs over a two-week period. You got to buy gas, groceries, you know, simple stuff, basics. You don't need to, you know, you ain't going to be a multimillionaire and stuff the whole mattress with $100 bills. Make sure that you are a part of a group, if you can, of people who are basically looking to be independent of any kind of a crisis. This would be people who would know how to grow a garden, even in the dead of winter. And yeah, a basement can grow a garden in the dead of winter and be very and put out some really nice stuff. The general idea is that by September, things are not going to be as nice as they are today. And today, things ain't exactly nice. So you can get some idea as to how problematic some things may become if allowed to continue as we are presently. Now, this goes to Neil Keating. This goes to several efforts by me and others, some people in varying positions, either military or government, who have been helping with any and all kinds of preparations to avert problems by the people. In other words, if everything just come to a screeching halt, where are you going to be? If you're on a limited income, and that income has to pass through a bank, you may not have anything to deal with, no tools to use. There are emergency rations that have been stashed by the good guys. Bad guys don't even know about it. Or they didn't until I mentioned it before, in places that the bad guys will never find. I know of a couple, sort of found them by accident, but at least we will not starve to death. The heating fuels that people need will also be made readily available to those who need them. And we go from there. We move on to readjusting our government back to its original intention. We move on adjusting society back to what it should have been. Simple respect for your elders, helps a bunch. The ideology of the work ethic for children at whatever age. Some people never grew up, so they're still kids. You got to treat them that way. You want to eat well? You need to come over here and work with these guys and do something while you're there. Don't just sit on the shovel and watch. Or whatever it happens to be. The talents. Somebody schooled in something and I can never get a job in that field. Really? Well, we got something for you to do. Come with us. This is going to be the norm instead of the exception. Collegiate graduating is not all it's cracked up to be for several reasons. Anybody, and I don't care who it is, who picks a profession through a collegiate course and set of courses is going to find that each industry that you go into has its own training program so that you know how they do it according to what they need. Also, you'll get at the same time the generalities of how everybody's doing it so that the thing works as best as it can. So, and this is true, electronics, finance, you name it, administrative, everything. So this should tell you that our extraordinarily expensive college degrees might not be worth near what they're being charged for, might not be what everybody should be getting. I have recommended for a long time and will continue to do so, technical colleges. Yeah, I know that sounds like a job instead of a career. Well, if you've chosen a career field, just about no matter what it is, one of the technical colleges or another will be offering courses in that. You can get a technical certificate, or you can get a full-fledged applied science of kind of degree. That's an undergraduate degree. By undergraduate, I mean if you wish to convert that into a baccalaureate degree, you can do so, but usually you have to have courses not offered by technical colleges. But over the period of 1 year, you can actually be working in the field. That short of a time. Sometimes even sooner. Sometimes a little hands-on and you're ready to go. Could be as soon as a month. We had people in my Applied Science of Electrical Engineering course hired their first month. That when they actually, their schooling was paid for and they got a stipend or a payment per month until such time as they finished the school. And then they go to work. And the starting wages are nice. 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 grand a year. We'll give you a car. Don't worry about it. I mean, well, those tools ain't the greatest here. We got a set that's really dynamite. Try these. And they hand you $1,500 worth of electrical equipment and tools. I mean, this is common for somebody who is not only has the capability, a talent, and it could be a chef. It could be anything. You can make the same money as a chef as you can as an electrical engineer. And people don't realize this. So whatever area you're looking to get into, it can be something that can be not only profitable, but the career choice, especially if it's something you like. Because if you love it, you'd be willing to almost work for free. And that's the kind of desire and drive all employers are looking for. Somebody that really loves being able to build something makes a great carpenter. Somebody really likes being able to solve problems could be a computer engineer, could be a business programming engineer. I mean, it goes on, and it's almost unlimited. So, you know, for those out there who have been struggling, there ain't any real quick fixes, so to speak. You can support yourself and go to school at night, just as I did. And believe me, it was not easy. I don't know if anybody's ever done roofing, but it is not an easy job, especially in the dead of winter. But I did it. One of the few that was willing to do it at that particular time of the year, so I had plenty of work, and I got paid premium dollar to do it, and I could make very good money. So It's up to the individual as to whether they have the desire that's strong enough to drive their work ethic to look towards success in a field that you like anyway. And there is nothing to be ashamed of where a man might want to be a nurse. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. Or waiting tables or whatever. I know men in all these fields who are exceptional. So go from there. Next.
Right. To add a bit to that, there's two things online that would be very helpful. I'll try and find and post the first. It's about an Indian guy that's done a vast range of vocational educational programs that is way beyond the level you can achieve here because of the way the curriculum is designed. And the other thing that will be helpful for your children who struggle with arithmetic or math is a program called Brainetics, and it is available in the US. So I'll see if I can dig out the Indian stuff, and it's very good, and it's fast in its coverage of the different vocations. All right, next question. Any news on Nehlu yet?
Yeah, there's several things going on. I don't want to talk about it prematurely. As soon as I find out something definitive, I will definitely post it so everybody can go crazy.
Totally good. I've heard stories of Yamashita Gold, but nobody ever seems to know where it is. Or maybe is this some of the gold stashed in Indonesia?
Both. some of it got snatched and some of it got deposited, and I will say that the majority got deposited. What you got to realize is that gold is awkward and heavy, and when you go trying to take something awkward and heavy across a swamp, you have a tendency to cause things to sink. We had several tank people that thought it was cool to run around Vietnam in M68-1 tanks until they started accidentally having them sink in the ground. Then it was not so cool, and they had to be real careful about what they were doing. So, you know, if you think in terms of how much weight you can carry and not sink into the ground so far you can't get out, can't walk across the swamp, you begin to get the idea as to what it takes to move that stuff around. So what happened? In essence, was large amounts got moved. It was not easy, but it was done. And those amounts were moved in two directions at the same time. Then they figured out what they were doing, and they thought, well, that's kind of stupid. Why don't we just put it all away? So the majority of it got put away. Some of it was stolen. And this is something that you cannot, there's no way to get around thievery. When you get into the amounts, the dollar amounts of riches, a lot of people can't maintain their sanity. They lose it. It's called gold fever. It's called crazy. Whatever you want to put on there. And consequently, some of it got snatched. Now, the people that went nuts, filled their packs up with it, and tried to run through the woods are probably at the bottom of a bog somewhere, if they were running in the area I'm talking about. You also have at least two ships that disappeared that were loaded with it. Then you've got the smaller amount of thefts after certain deliveries were made to dry land, and these things were being trucked. So... yeah, some of it got distributed among thieves in varying ways, and yet the majority did get deposited. Next.
Right. Last week, you mentioned about people's mortgages being released, giving people more money to live on each month. I'm wondering about people such as myself who can't afford homes and rent townhouses and houses instead. Are we still going to be paying high rents and being held to our leases?
this is going to get interesting. My understanding is that those amounts no longer need to be charged. So there will be some abatement. I don't know how much. But that is a part of the releasement of the obligation. What you have to understand is that the cost of housing does not doesn't have any bearing on what the realism is. In reality, average person can't afford more than $500 to $800 a month. And in both cases, you can be stretching things depending on where you're at in the economic scale. You'll find a few places yet between $300 and $500 a month. And, you know, it's not going to be Shangri-La, but it's functional. The plumbing works and things operate the way they're supposed to, doors close, that sort of thing. It may not be pretty, but it won't be nasty enough to be declared illegal either. So you're kind of, you can go all the way from iffy to nice. Most people don't understand how far out of their economic range they reach a lot of the time. If financial institutions, whatever they may be, go playing games with the information provided and make you look like you can afford $1,200 a month when you'd be stretching things at $800 a month, you're going to eventually have a problem. It just does not compute. And this is where you get into a combination of foreclosure and things that are not nice. That situation for anyone who has been foreclosed on, I would suggest you check the paperwork and find out or if you're in the process, you need to check the paperwork and make sure what is stated. If the lender, whomever it might be, or agent, changed things to make you look better so you could get the loan, then they're guilty of fraud, and they should make up the difference per month that you can't pay. And in my opinion, that would be an interesting penalty. You stick a couple of those people that have done these sorts of things with 30 years of obligations or jail, and you're going to start getting that little thing called responsibility across. Held personally responsible, not a company, the individual who did it. Big difference. Next.
Right. The Black American citizens have filed articles of impeachment against Obama. Do you agree with this?
Sure. But I haven't read the paperwork, so I don't know the manner in which they filed.
They filed for his attack on liberty and acts of despotism that constitute high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay. In terms of removing the man from office, I would suggest that the paperwork have an addendum made, and what you want to do is pick out the specific high crimes that are treasonous and offer those as part of the adjudication. Removing a sitting president is difficult. Let's put it that way. Adjudicating a sitting president is difficult. Unless they have committed a treasonous act, and this is why I suggest that. Be sure that you can absolutely prove it. Be sure that there's legislation or executive order or something that was done specifically by the individual that shows that their intent and purpose was to denigrate the Constitution, our country, and subjugate the people in the process. Those three items are critical. Next.
Is Al-Qaeda a real entity?
Well, it started out imaginary, and then it started out as a bunch of pirates that were hired by the CIA, and then somebody decided that they needed a name, and they come up with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda never has and does not actually exist as a true entity, in that there are disassociated small groups with that attributed name. We are presently, and have been for some time, paying some of these groups for safe passage in different areas that we are unable, and believe me, world powers have tried to control. Either the people and or the terrain prohibits it. And you combine the both of them and you have a no-win situation. Consequently, we are charged a tax for safe passage, like a protection racket, very similar. And it's just the way it is. Until we understand that we don't have to be where we're at in the manner in which we are, and can figure the proper way to do things, we're going to be stuck with this sort of stuff. And I really don't like that. Next.
I understand that the military have MREs on standby for the genuinely needy and want to make the transition as smooth as possible. With whom should I put my local homeless shelter and soup kitchen in contact with so this can all be prearranged?
It won't be prearranged. It'll be sudden, and they will contact you.
Okay. Will borders between countries become a thing of the past following the changes?
Not at first, no. People need to still be able to maintain their ideal of sovereignty, and that is a physical anchor of sovereignty. When individuals are treated with the same respect of sovereignty, then the international borders will no longer be necessary. This is going to be a transition over a period of time. Don't know how long, but a period of time where individuals get used to the idea that you don't have to have a border in terms of any significance other than the fact that it gives you one of the boundaries for land that you might have acquired the use of, that sort of thing. In that respect, the borders or boundaries or whatever will continue for quite some time. Okay?
Okay. Assuming the changes have happened, and you said there'll be many law enforcement and military personnel on hand doing a sweep, will there then be enough law enforcement available to save the communities and the cities?
Yes. The thing about the transition is that if things are not interrupted, which is the plan, they intend to keep the lights on, toilets flushing, phones working, and all this. If things in general that people are familiar with are not interrupted, it reduces the anxiety and concern levels extraordinarily. Then if you go along with it into the correct areas in the correct manner, there's also very few or if any problems. When people are taken up in the sweep, and I'm talking about the major one, that's only about a 48-hour process. After which, after these people are in custody or under control, then these people will be turned loose in their respective states, counties, and localities to assist there as well. So you're going to have people who are trying to clean up on the local level suddenly given extra hands and forces to do so as needs. So it's going to I'm going to suggest somewhere around a month total time just to get everything completed the way it should be and be absolutely sure that it is complete. People that think they can go hide out in places where they got to pipe sunlight in because it's so far back in the woods or something, they're in for a large shock. These people are known. The hideout is known. So you ain't going to be able to get away with much for very long at all. And when we find you, you will have a choice. You can either defend yourself or peacefully go to jail and be adjudicated. And that choice is going to be wholly up to the individual. And they decide they're going to have a gunfight with the military, I'm going to say shame on them before they start. That is not a good idea, and I guarantee you, you're going to lose. Same thing's true of a police department that goes and visits somebody they know is nasty and dirty and trying to cause problems. If they're nasty, dirty, and trying to cause problems, they need to go. Well, when they show up and say, hey, you need to go, that person probably won't be prepared to go. Well, let's, you know, we're going to go with, we're going to walk through the house with you, whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. And we'll keep an eye on you. Don't accidentally find a gun and try to stick it in your bag. It won't work. And that's basically what they're going to be looking at. These people need to be adjudicated, held responsible for their crimes totally. I expect, and so do some others, somewhere around 20-30% will be executed when they find out what's been, when the people find out what's been going on. Now, recent reports, give you an example, and this goes to Al-Qaeda. These Muslim Brotherhood types decided they were going to have a riot in this city, and they started their march and whatnot. The citizens, and hear this closely, the citizens, the people that did not want this, came out as a majority force, and as I understand it, cleaned their clock, drove them off, beat some up, put some in jail. This is civilians doing this in a majority move. In other words, a few, 15 or 20, come into a village of 1,500, and some 1,200 came out of their houses, oh no, you ain't, and did them a number. This is the sort of civilian activity that needs to be touted from the rooftops, screened from every high place in this country. I would love to see patriotism and support for our country at that level. We've got politicians that the civilians need to go snatch and put him in a cage, lock it up, hand the keys to the jail man and say, don't let him out or we'll come after you next. Very simple. These are the manner in which personal responsibility comes home to roost. And, you know, you might overcrowd some jails in the process. Next.
Hi, Drake. Did I confuse your statement last Sunday, or did you say that the military already did two sweeps and are waiting for the green light to start the third?
There have been a couple of sweep incidents that the military and or other enforcement has been engaged in and were successful with. The major or main sweep, and this is coast to coast, border to border, is the main sweep everybody's waiting on. This is the thing where when Neil says it's done, then it hits the fan big time. And the nasties will be removed if we can get a hold of them before the people do. If not, we're going to have a lot of decorations in parks. I'm sure that they're going to string them up. I have no doubt. Or just shoot them. We would like to adjudicate them for two reasons. Number one, we can hold them incommunicado as long as we want. Remember, they play this terrorist act with us and they send you to Guantanamo Bay. How about we put you in solitary, just keep you right here local? And we need to know what they're up to and how they were doing it and where the money's at and where, you know, all this sort of stuff. Who are your contacts? You come across with that information, and we won't put you in general population instead of keeping you in solitary for life. That might be a good deal for somebody. I don't know, but there's ways and means that can be advantageous to us. Now, that said, it depends on the severity of what they've done. If they have offered a bunch of people for sacrifice, and this has been done intentionally by certain people advising and or in a control position in our military, then that person needs to be executed. Like it or not, I would, my Christian nature says they should not torture people. However, I think that a long, slow death in some cases is warranted. And it's just, you know, I don't see any other way around that. But that's basically them. Those are my feelings. Whether that can be made true or not, I don't know. Next.
Would you be able to answer how a chronovisor works?
How a what works?
Chronovisor. It's the headset.
Oh.
The new.
I'd rather not get into that technical of an
It had been missed a few times on a couple of shows, so I thought I would drop it in again.
Okay. There's a variety of these things, depending on what their intended use is as to what they do and how they operate. I know of at least half a dozen in general. Of those, there's basically three types that are interesting. The fourth type I'll touch on a little bit. One is visual, and one is audio. Another is purely conceptual. The fourth type is one that can actually inter-exchange ideology with another entity in a format that both entities can understand, sort of like a universal translator application. Those first three can be critical for individuals. If things are done correctly, pretty soon computers will be smaller than a wristwatch. And by computers, I mean something that can operate at a greater level than our present best quality touch phones. And what I'm saying about that is that you push a button and you get a screen. It pops right out of the watch. And at that point, the earwig or little earpiece kicks in and you actually tell it mentally what to do, how to act, and what you want to see. And it does it. And this would be our last advance in terms of computing capability. The following one, the one that follows that, it deals with more of an ethereal application than a physical one. And most of it does not translate well into our sciences. So this is, and believe me, I would love to explain things more in detail, but that is one of the great problems right now. As we get into 4D, then the translation becomes much more simple. As it is now, it's pretty much impossible. So I'm kind of stuck in being able to explain how I know that a science works in such a manner as this. I can give a general push or directive that will cause people to go in the right direction so that these things are more easily available at the time we start producing them. But as I said, some of this does not translate. Some of the materials don't belong to the planet. They are not on a periodic table. Some of them can be made through artificial inducements. Some of them can't. And some of them don't exist at all as far as physicality goes. So try and think about that in terms of physics applications and you see where this goes. Next.
Right. To the person asking how many number of total patriots that are involved in the fight for our freedom, we cannot divulge that. That is classified. And to the person who's asking, should they change their bank when it goes to Santander in October the 1st, the answer is yes. Right, next question. I'm guessing with the amount of fear porn being put out by the cabal regarding some sort of economic collapse, we are only days away from the changes being implemented. Is this correct?
I'll tell you what. It's been months since I've been saying that, and at any time in the past, it would have been great to hear that news. I would hope to hear something first thing tomorrow morning. I want this about as bad as anybody can stand it for two reasons. I've been heavily involved in this, working with people at high levels all over the planet, principals involved in what the actions are to be, and this is one of the reasons I drink. This is one of the reasons Neil needs a shot now and then. The frustration gets to a certain point, and you just say, okay, screw it, I'm going to go to the bar. And you have a drink or two, and come back, and you look at it and say, well, you just sit there and percolate. I'm happy enough that it don't matter at this point. And you just simply relax. Relaxing when anxiety is high, when frustration is great, is the same thing that a good doctor will tell a patient when they're injured, that they need to relax into and through the pain. This is how people are able to withstand extraordinary injury without the trauma of the pain itself doing other things to them. The psychological warfare, the interruptions, and planned disruptions, planned deaths, it's all right there. A variety of us, and the kill list is long. Most of the people I deal with are on the kill list, just so you'll know. And there's been attempts on Neil. I'm not easy to find, and I'm not easy to get to, so they'll probably pick on somebody else. Hopefully they'll miss badly. Hopefully they'll shoot themselves in their own foot and get caught. One can always hope. My hope is that my heartfelt patriotism is not misplaced. And that goes all the way around. It is, to me, that old saying that was kind of obtuse to everybody about our country, love it or leave it. Well, if you really truly love it, yeah, you can become a part of a driving force that can cause change for the better. You have to realize what you are driving towards. And is it yours, or does it belong to somebody who would think that it was funny that you picked up the torch and put their agenda in place when it was not good for anybody? And, you know, the consideration goes all the way around. Next.
Right, there's 7.5 minutes left, well, 5 with the music. I don't know whether you want to go into your summing up.
I can give you a summation in one word. Get her done.
Right. Right. There's a couple of quick more questions then.
Okay.
With all the fear porn or disinfo going around, should we ignore it and do our internal work instead?
Yes. Next.
Why did the government finally admit Area 51 exists? Did they tell all of the truth?
No, they forgot to mention the part that all of the goodies have been removed and trucked to other places. You know, one of them, whoops, oh gee, we forgot to mention that we took a whole bunch of StarCraft and ETs out of there, reverse engineered technologies and things that you people don't have the right to know about, and we now got them in the garage over in Timbuktu land. And this is, and they actually laugh about it. They really do. They think we are freaking idiots, totally. However, the thing's been being emptied for a little over 3 years, and many of us in certain areas know about that. So we even know where some of it went. So these people are, you know, on you. Next.
You mentioned about you were working on a power device that just needed a few tweaks and modifications. Is there any news on this?
Yeah, I got to get a hold of some special parts before I can complete the project. Next.
A few months ago, you mentioned a 5-digit constant in physics. I believe it was 19844. He's lost the site that you mentioned.
Oh. jeez. Let me remember this. Okay. Eight, two, nine, four, four in the God particle. That's what you need to remember. That goes to a combination of physics and mysticism that's very accurate.
Right, okay. With all that's going on now, would it be wise to invest in a house right now or to rent it?
I'd leave that to your choice, your discretion, what you think. If you feel comfortable, rent it. If you feel comfortable owning, own it. As I said, the change is one of principle of credit. And as signatory, you become the principle of credit, not the principle of borrower. So things will change, and you might be able to get a place that the mortgage is forgiven on. Next.
Right. Could Neil be R. John Galt?
Could Neil be what?
R. John Galt, G-A-L-T. I've no idea what that is.
No.
Right. What is the deal with Google services going down for 5 minutes last Friday? Is this the good guys testing the takedown?
No, that was a perpetrated problem that they didn't want to announce that it was perpetrated by people that they didn't want to get in their system and all that. Right now, Google's main problem is that they are being adjudicated for releasement of information wantonly, and they are losing. That's the one you want to watch.
Right, okay. I think that's completed that now.
Okay.
Thanks for that, Drake. Some really good news at the end there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are excited about that news. I know I am. We're getting closer and closer by the day. And hopefully, yes, we can get it done. And I want people to ignore the fear porn. It's not helpful for you. It's designed to be not helpful for you. Stand in your own sovereignty and never let people put you in fear. That is their game. And with that, I'm going to leave you with this song. Good afternoon, and we'll see you all on Wednesday. Bye for now.